You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. We've been in a run of free agency takeaways here on Locked On Fantasy Football. The market has slowed down here. We had all the big offensive skill signings happen through the weekend. So now we're going to get back on track with our 2020 seasons in review and 2021 offseason in preview, setting it up for the long haul ahead. And we said we still had to finish the AFC West, so we'll pick up where we left off with the Los Angeles Chargers today. An intriguing team, certainly for fantasy football, where they stand here with their scoring from last season, how it translates into this year, what they've lost, what their upside is, what they're looking at in the draft, and what they still have available in funds to spend outside to get some help here. So we'll break down the Chargers in depth for you, a transitional look, so to speak, and then we'll turn our attention to the NFC West, our final division. If you missed any of the previous divisional teams, check them out. They're on the archives there on Locked On Fantasy Football. Things are changing. We will revisit all these teams again here soon with some updated depth charts as well across the league. So we'll do that. Look at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, however your team kind of stands here going into the draft, and update there for you once we get through our final team in the AFC West and get into the entire NFC West. We'll go down the line there with the Cardinals, Rams, 49ers, and Seahawks. All right, so let's look at the LA Chargers here. Big year, we know, for them and their quarterback, Justin Herbert. We'll start right there. He ends up with 22.9 points per game. That puts him ninth here in scoring. So pretty nice that he finishes a QB1. He played only 15 games and was 6-9 in those games, but 31 TDs for him, 10 interceptions. Very good rookie year. Arguably the best all-around rookie year. When you look at the yards per attempt, was 7.3, only 10 interceptions. That's pretty good, 98.3 rating. He was pretty consistent in fantasy football. He also had 234 yards rushing and 5 scores on the ground. So, yeah, you'll take that from any level quarterback, 36 and 10 for that combination. And, again, not a lot of running in terms of yardage, 234, but big enough here. So Justin Herbert, a lot of promise here. A lot of upside going into year two. If he was able to finish inside the top 10 of a QB1 there in year number one, rookie season, sky's the limit for him and things can get better. Now, we know in the backfield, he also didn't have Austin Eckler, a key receiver, for much of the season. He missed 6 games here. So Eckler ended up with 530 yards rushing and a TD there. He also ended up with 54 catches, 403 yards, and 2 TDs. So 933-3, not bad for missing 6 games for Austin Eckler. So keep that in mind. So he had 170 touches, averaging 17 a game there. And I know he couldn't quite stay healthy, but we know when he was out there, he was a valuable player here for the Chargers. So that's another way that Herbert's value could be boosted here as a QB1. With more help from Eckler, who's always a key cog in the passing game here. So looking at Eckler and his numbers from last year, he finished 29th overall through those games, but his 13.8 points per game and half point PPR, that was good for 15th. So he was still a very high-end RB2, despite missing all that time and kind of also not being as effective right away when he returned from injury. So Eckler, again, freak of nature, their best athlete. We saw the Hard Knocks where he was jumping over things and making plays that way. Eckler is just a special runner all around. And again, they didn't restrain on his volume at all. When he was healthy, 17 touches per game. Now we know it's a slightly different offense as we go forward with the Chargers. So no more Anthony Lynn or Shane Steichen. So that's going to be the biggest transition that they have to worry about here with Joe Lombardi. We know that he's had the history with the Saints and that organization, a transition to the Lions. So you might see more underneath passing here from Justin Herbert to check downs to take advantage of Eckler being in the mix. And part of it is that Hunter Henry was banged up and didn't really do a lot there in the short to intermediate routes. Eckler wasn't available. You had other backfield injuries here. So, again, that's why they leaned heavily on throwing downfield a little bit more. But Eckler should return to be a big factor and is a good candidate for a RB1 here, especially in half and full point PPR. In regular, he's pretty good because of the touchdown usage there as a receiver or a runner. So that's good. We know Kalen Ballage was a bit of a wild card there in the backfield. He ended up with 389 and 3. Joshua Kelly, 502 and 2. Justin Jackson somehow didn't find the end zone, but he had 443. So when you look at that combination, he had 7.0 points per game. So really it was a piecemeal committee between Kelly and Jackson and Ballage. So just a mix of a backfield here for the Chargers. And again, right now, if they went into the season here, their offensive depth chart is pretty slim here. And again, it's hard to know how they sort things out behind Eckler. But however you look at it, Eckler is the key guy here that you say he's going to be still involved in this offense quite a bit. And really kind of what you would see with Joe Lombardi and the Saints, you know how receiving backs have been a big deal with their offense. That was a key in Detroit as well with Theo Riddick when Lombardi was there. So, yeah, this is good news for Eckler here. If he can stay healthy, I think he really wraps out an RB1 season behind him. Again, we'll see how it plays out between Jackson, Kelly, and Ballage, but no clear-cut handcuff there, and we'll see if they add another guy to the backfield. They also have Darius Bradwell, who they liked in training camp, so again, really weird situation of committee behind Eckler, but yeah, this all points to Eckler being very special in this new offense. All right, so there's a look at where the Chargers stand and where they're headed at quarterback and running back, two critical positions in fantasy football. We'll look at wide receiver, tight end, defense, and kicker in our next segment. Then we'll close kind of previewing what the Chargers can do in the draft and how free agency has kind of played out for them so far. So a complete look at the Chargers here from 2020 into 2021. But first, I got to remind you that BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball with March Madness, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Get real-time update odds and props on almost anything you imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the new scores and odds. It is the best way to place your bets, and it is free to sign up at betonline.ag. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's just using the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get that 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. We'll be right back here to break down Keenan Allen and the Chargers wide receivers from 2020. All right, so we move on with our look at the 2020 Chargers and what they did and what they're headed to here in 2021. Keenan Allen, what a big year for him. He did miss a couple games, but he catches 100 balls on 147 targets. Not quite 1,000 yards, but 992 and 8 were his totals here. So that actually put him 13.9 points per game and half point PPR. 14th overall, but an average 9th. So those TDs, I mean, just didn't get even to 1,000 yards, but those 100 receptions, those 8 TDs really helped Keenan Allen be a wide receiver one. That's how I look at it with the average scoring. He missed 2 games, but had he played those 2 games, he would be firmly there higher in the top 10 overall, but he was in the top 10 in terms of points per game in a half-point PPR. So Keenan Allen, nothing's going to change there. Great chemistry with him and Herbert immediately. They'll build on that here in year 2. Keenan Allen is still pretty young, still not on that side of 30. So again, good news for him that he'll head to another big season along with Eckler's key pass catcher, short to intermediate. kind of a possession type receiver, but a lot more than that. You look at Allen, he did average only 9.9 yards per catch. So that's the one thing that's not a big part of his game, stretching the field, but he's going to get the high volume. He's a clear-cut go-to guy on this team. Now, remember Mike Williams? I mean, he had his moments. He had the big touchdown season the year before. He cooled off pretty easily here. 48 catches on 85 targets, 15.8 yards per catch, 5 TDs. So you look at where Williams finished. He finished 45th. There, 8.7 points per game in half-point PPR. 53rd was the average. So he finished firmly as a wide receiver 5, while Allen was wide receiver 1. So really, there was a good disparity there. And you look at the rest of the receivers. You had Jalen Guyton. He caught 28 balls for 511 yards and 3 TDs. So he made some plays. He had Tyron Johnson. He had some promise. 20 catches, 398, and 3 here for him. So it was kind of a committee approach, a lot of downfield passing. But Mike Williams kind of hurt by Guyton and Johnson doing their thing here. They also have K.J. Hill, Joe Reed, some younger players there that they can look at that position. So, again, it's pretty much a committee, a receiver right now. They could change their tune here if they target someone in free agency in the draft here at some point to complement Allen. But I think they're comfortable with Williams. If he can stay healthy, it'd be a bigger deal. He kind of flashed a little bit with Justin Herbert with the big plays, not as consistent. So they're sticking with Williams. Keep in mind, he was a first-round pick in 2017. Bit of a make-or-break year here for him, complimenting Allen. But for right now, he's off the radar and more of a backup streaming option in the right matchups as a secondary Chargers receiver. Now at tight end, your new starter is Jared Cook. That's right. Hunter Henry signed with the Patriots. Let's look at Henry's scoring from last year, however, to understand what the Chargers got out of tight end. 13th overall with 8.2 points per game, 12th in terms of average. So half-point PPR, Hunter Henry was the last tight end one in 12-team league. So that was kind of disappointing. You look at Jared Cook, he was 17th in overall scoring, 7.3, 19th in average. So 0.9 points less per game was Jared Cook, and you probably didn't expect that Hunter Henry was, he was a mini guy that you put in, and he got some decent production. He was a viable starter, but few and far between with the numbers here for Hunter Henry. So you look at, I think it was disappointing to me because I thought there was going to be bigger things from him. The touchdowns, only 4, 60 catches, 93 targets are pretty good, but caught 60 for 613, only 10.2 yards per catch. So I thought he would have a little bit bigger season. He did also miss 2 more games. He's had some durability issues. And now Cook comes in, had an off year with New Orleans, but he kind of faded. They went to more 11 personnel. They were thinking about Adam Trautman. They're replacing him there. So Jared Cook is kind of that tight end for hire on the older side. So keep that in mind here. So, and he's been around for a long time here, Cook. So again, he's a guy that you can plug and play and get some production. He does have some field stretching ability here. We've seen that with the Raiders before they went full into Darren Waller and the breakout season there. So he'll have some ability to stretch the field here for the Chargers, but I can't see him having a big, big role. So that's going to help Williams, you would think, as they go from Henry to Cook and get lesser production out of tight end. They could also look at tight end in the draft if Hunter Henry needs to be replaced there. Kyle Pitts is sitting there. Number 13 is going to be interesting for the Chargers, but certainly they have a void at tight end where they had a borderline tight end one. Now, we go to the defense here for the Chargers. Not too great here. 21 here and 4.6 points per game. So, despite having Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, some of these playmakers didn't have Derwin James in the back end. So, they're a good candidate to rebound here and sneak into that back end defense special teams one conversation. But the Chargers are one of those teams that people take thinking they have a defense that's going to make a lot of plays, but then you saw the disappointment there from their defense last year. So something to keep in mind. When you look at their numbers from 2020, only 27 sacks. You want a team closer to 40 to have some fantasy football relevance. Only 12 interceptions. So they're going to have to raise both playmaking quotients. And hopefully James can return healthy finally and help this team. They're rebooting the secondary a little bit. The pass rush is changing up as well. So Again, hopefully this will have better results, and a big reason why the Chargers had a big change and had to do a lot more clearing out here beyond firing Anthony Lynn and going to Brandon Staley. So, you know, Staley coached the number one Rams fantasy football defense, so that's good. His influence should be pretty key on this team. And so, again, good bounce back candidate. They're 21st, so just have to slide up a few more spots, around 7 to 8 points a game. I think they'll exceed that and be a defense special team sleeper. Kicker, it was not anything to look at here. Michael Badgley struggled, only 6.8 points per game. So he is back in the mix, though. He's the kicker, and he has good range. I mean, he made a good chunk of longer field goals, but he was only 24 of 33 on field goal attempts. So he's got to get a little bit more accurate if we're going to trust him here as a kicker, but he was off the radar here as someone we would start in a 12-team league at that position. So something to look at here as we move on and consider the Chargers and their prospects here for 2021. Speaking of 2021, we'll look finally at how they're setting up here with the free agent situation and the draft. We'll do that in our final segment. I do have to remind you that get more of the sports news you need, less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Locked On Fantasy Football is also brought to you by Rock Auto. With ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer? Choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. You'll find everything from engine control models and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether you're a classic driver or a daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. And you can go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right Locked On in their How Did You Hear Bus box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. That's RockAuto.com. And we've been telling you a lot about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is an amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, awesome tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now it is time to find out which Built Bar is the best as we get closer to the end of Built Bar Madness. So today's matchup is chocolate brownie chunk versus lemon almond cheesecake. So that's what we have. That's a tough matchup here. We have been leaning towards the chocolate here on Lockdown Fantasy Football. So I'm leaning towards chocolate brownie chunk, but lemon almond cheesecake, also delicious. You will like all the flavors you get in your mixed box, whatever style of Built Bar you're getting. If you want to go vote, you can, and check out BuiltBar.com or Built Bar on Twitter. And while you're there, remember to use the promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCK15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Make sure you check back also to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. All right, so we will look at the Chargers draft picks here in a moment. As a reminder, the NFL draft is only a few weeks away. It's time to start following our Locked On NFL Draft Duo. That would be the Draft Dudes podcast, who watches every prospect so you don't have to. And the Locked On NFL Draft podcast is your daily draft news and mock draft podcast. Follow Locked On NFL Draft and Draft Dudes on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. Speaking of the draft here, the Chargers are loaded on picks here. Number 13 overall, 47 there in the second round, 78, 98, 119, 160, 186, 199, and 242. 9 overall picks for the Chargers. So they have some room to maneuver and get some help for Herbert. They are $27 million still under the cap here. So really surprising they were unable to keep one Hunter Henry. We thought for sure they were going to franchise tag him and keep him in town, but nope. He moves on to the New England Patriots, who we know thrashed the Chargers in a matchup last year. So he moves on. Let's look at what happened to the Chargers, however, in free agency. They get Ode Ubushi to help them up front in their offensive line. Corey Linsley was the big splash signing here. He will take over at center. He was the best center in the market. He's now the highest paid center. So They needed someone in the middle in front of Justin Herbert, so Lindsley will do the snapping, transition from Aaron Rodgers to Justin Herbert. Matt Filer should start at right guard here. Brian Bulaga stays at right tackle. So a couple former Packers in the mix there with Lindsley and Bulaga at center and right tackle. Filer, the former Steeler, pretty solid swingman starter. He looks like he'll be at right guard. So really the only thing missing here for the Chargers is left tackle. So again, tight end could be a position they look at, Jared Cook being the number one. Right now he's more of a tight end two that we're looking for in fantasy. So definitely a drop off of that position. Wide receiver could be something they address here as Mike Williams fades. It has been four drafts since they took him in the first round. So certainly if a Jalen Waddle or a Devonta Smith somehow falls to number 13 overall, they could look there. But you think the priority now is that left tackle. You have Trey Pipkins as your right tackle right now. Sam Tevy was their weak link at the offensive line last year. So again, I would think the emphasis will be on an offensive tackle. We'll see if Rashawn Slater of Northwestern will still be available. I'm not sure him or Penei Sewell of Oregon will be available there. So you'd have to maybe reach for Christian Darrisaw there if you're the Chargers and hope the Virginia Tech product can hold up as an athletic guy on the left side. So again, that's what you're looking for with Justin Herbert, maybe improving his weapons a little bit, complimentary at least with Williams, Guyton, and Johnson. Maybe think about getting better tight end as Jared Cook is kind of your makeshift option there. And offensive line. So a lot of the resources here for the Chargers, there, those nine picks, if they make any more signings here, are going to be invested in trying to help Justin Herbert take that next step as a quarterback, especially in a new offense here with Lombardi under Brandon Staley. So a lot of things there in flux here, but yeah, I think backfield, maybe you'll see a better complementary back that they look at here, or they're just happy with this piecemeal committee as a reserve option here for Eckler. So offensive line, I think, would be the first priority here for the Chargers, especially left tackle. If a tight end happens to play out with them and Kyle Pitts of Florida is available at 13, that's a possibility. And again, Jalen Waddle or Devonta Smith falling to 13. So again, dynamic playmakers and better blocking here. You got Justin Herbert with a high investment. You want to back him up, much like the Bills did with Josh Allen and got a high-level play from him here in 2020 is a breakout season. Now, defensively, we said things are looking up with Derwin James hopefully being fully healthy here. You got Kenneth Murray, the second-year player, on his way, but certainly some holes defensively. They may not bring back Melvin Ingram here, so changing up the pass rush, playing off Joey Bosa here. So a lot of things the Chargers have to sort out defensively. Again, Staley doesn't have an Aaron Donald type in the middle. I mean, Bosa is a good edge player, but Donald's an all-world disruptor in the middle, so they're going to have to figure some things out there. But you think just with the scheming alone, they should be a little bit better. But, yeah, so, again, the biggest moves here so far, three offensive linemen. I think that'll be the theme of their draft, and maybe if they can push into the skill positions would be helpful. Wide receiver, tight end, and getting Herbert some help. Those positions at some point will be key here. But, yeah, I'm excited about what the Chargers can do. New regime here. I like the combination of coaches. There's some upside. This team finished last season rather on a hot streak here with Anthony Lynn. So Lynn didn't see it through. He moves on with the Lions here. You get Ronaldo Hill and Brandon Staley. Good combination here to coach that defense. And Lombardi, West Coast style, I think you'll get a lot of good play out of Herbert here with his athleticism and arm and confidence now. And it's always tough when you put a young quarterback who had a big year as a rookie season with a new offensive coordinator. This is yet another transition, but they'll try to make it as easy as possible here. And then Herbert's talent certainly manifests itself, and it will take over here in the new system in 2021. So a few more obstacles, but so far I like that triplets here of Herbert, Eckler, and Allen. We want to expand that a little bit, make sure we're good at the complementary receivers, tight end, and then offensive line to put everything together to maximize the skill. And we're hoping scheme and a little bit extra talent here, different talent, will help the defense be more relevant here in fantasy. So a lot of things to like about the Chargers. They do have a lot of holes as well. I think they'll come together nicely and make those moves and upgrade where they need to and become a very fantasy football relevant team as a whole and stay that way in 2021. 1 and beyond. Thanks so much for listening to Locked On Fantasy Football. This has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great day. See you tomorrow as we look at the Arizona Cardinals going from 2020 to 2021.